You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today's inspiration comes from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Making Me Time, which is all about self-care and work-life balance and finding your own best kind of equilibrium and me time. I would say the biggest theme I saw in the book was the value of getting outdoors in nature, whether it meant engaging in vigorous exercise or just sitting on a rocking chair on the back porch. Everyone seems to find peace and perspective in being outside, watching the other animals we share the planet with, and realizing that life goes on around us no matter what we are going through. In our first story, J.C. Sullivan tells us that she lives in Los Angeles, so you'd think she'd go to the beach all the time. But L.A. is pretty big, so it would take J.C. an hour to get to the beach, and then 2 hours to get home in rush hour traffic. Anyway, she lived right next to Griffith Park, which is known for its vistas and hiking and equestrian trails, although she admits she didn't exactly take advantage of all those wonderful trails. Finally, one of JC's friends said, "This is ridiculous," and she said she would drive the hour to JC's place and take her hiking on the trails that were right in her backyard. That worked. Somehow that broke down JC's resistance. She loved the hike, and she started going every day without her phone. She says it's like a walking meditation. She thinks, she learns lines for her acting jobs, and she dreams up topics for her freelance writing. She says that regular hiking has reduced her stress and allows her to eat dessert without worrying about it too. And she says, without realizing it, I've been practicing Japanese Shinrin Yoku, or forest bathing, spending time in the woods, truly appreciating nature. Shinrin Yoku has been proven to have all kinds of health benefits, reducing stress, lowering heart rate and blood pressure, and boosting the immune system. In 1982, Japan even made it part of their national health plan. Because much of my hike goes through wooded areas, I truly believe my daily forest bathing, breathing in the beauty of nature, has made me more creative.
Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
There have been numerous studies about the beneficial effects of being outside among trees. In fact, even looking at trees from your office window has proven health benefits. I do find that I gain perspective from being out in the woods or just walking along a tree-lined road. Those steadfast trees were there before I was born, and they'll be there after I'm gone. They help make one little person's problems seem like just one little person's problems and not something of momentous significance. In another story from our book about me time, we meet another LA resident, Johnny Scoggin, who actually retired from his stressful job as a passenger service manager for an airline at the Los Angeles airport, LAX. Johnny left all that behind when he moved to rural Mississippi several years ago, from a tiny box of an apartment to a house in the middle of a forest. His closest neighbor is over half a mile away, and he lives 5 miles from a small town and 30 miles from a small city. Everyone told Johnny he'd miss the excitement of LA, but he doesn't. He says, "When I close my eyes now, there are no bustling people, cars clanking, or any of the man-made noises that polluted my existence. I'm home, where after basking in the surrounding sounds, I can open my eyes and spot a spectacular cardinal in a tree 40 feet away, or watch a bunny nibbling grass under a gardenia bush a few steps beyond my patio's edge." Johnny goes outside several times a day with his two dogs. He stands still and captures every little bit of nature. A green lizard changing its colors right in front of Johnny, a pair of possums trotting in the undergrowth, a skunk hiding around the corner. He sees the gray and white cranes fishing for their lunch in the pond, the deer stopping by for a drink, the ducks that visit every spring as they fly north. He says, "Focusing on the pond and its surroundings allays my tension and deepens my understanding that man's touch need not be on everything. Since moving to my forest, my blood pressure has stabilized in a healthy range. I've lost weight, and I am no longer subject to an addictive personality and immediate gratification. Spiritually, the woods have found me, and I breathe in a life of calm and satisfaction. I've never slept better or felt more rested." And that's why Johnny's story about living in nature is called Forever Changed. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you want to learn more about our new book about making me time, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you'd like to share your own story with our readers, click on Submit Your Story on our website. You'll see the topics that we're working on. You'll see our writing guidelines, and there'll be a form there that you fill in to submit your story for our consideration. We're always working on half a dozen different topics, and you might find one that fits a story that you've always wanted to tell. Come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our new book about female empowerment called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Be You. I'm going to be sharing stories from two women who succeeded in a big way in what used to be viewed as professions just for men, one as a commercial airline pilot and the other as a cruise director.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.